This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith. You could find us at churchonline.com. But I always say this, we spell it a little differently. It's CHRCH.com because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I've been thinking a lot about prayer. Obviously, that's why we're gathered here at this time, this battleground prayer time that we do each week. But this week, we're specifically in our church going through a series on prayer, specifically looking at the prayers in the Old Testament. What can we learn from the words and the heart of the prayers that we meet in the Old Testament? And of course, one of the most challenging things for us, all of us, is when God says no. You've probably heard that before. God hears our prayers, and his response is yes, no, and wait. Yes, we get, we embrace that, we love that. There are other times when God says no. And how do we understand that? How do we deal with that? Or the times when we've been told to wait and we don't understand that either. When God seems silent or God seems distant, how do we understand those times? Well, I want to give us just sort of a quick little prayerful reminder that we've all been there, and even in those times when God seems like he should come through, even when those prayer requests or something, a child or something that we're just desperate for, and it's clear that it's not going to happen, God is saying no in this time. For some people, this can leave us hurt and confused. For some people, they may feel like God doesn't care about them. Or worse, maybe he's not really there at all. And I've talked to people that this is their truth. God didn't answer a prayer, one thing or another. And it caused them to go completely the opposite way. Completely leave God behind altogether and say, well, he must not be real. Because he didn't answer that prayer. He didn't give me what I expected him to give. But we have to remind ourselves, there was at least one place in Scripture where Jesus was told no by the Father. Now, I know that may come as a surprise to some of you. When did the Father say no to the Son? That is the way we need to look at this. We always looking to Jesus for our answers, but there was a time when he was so caught up in prayer. This prayer in the garden, he was sweating great drops of blood. And I want to read you the words. Mark chapter 14, verse 35 and 36, it says, when he went a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. But he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. Now think about that for a moment. Jesus praying in the garden, and Mark actually says it twice. He's praying that if it's possible, then he uses the words of Jesus, if it's possible, take this cup from me. Yes, Jesus knows what's coming. Yes, Jesus knows that this is the plan from the beginning of the world. But he's got to go there. He's got to pray, Lord, if it's possible, if there is any other way. And that's where we find the no. It was not possible. And then we also recognize that time later in that same period, Jesus on the cross, and it tells us that darkness covered the world, and Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? As if God had turned his back on the Son. And these things are hard for us to wrap our minds around. But if we look to Jesus, if we look to his prayer, that short little prayer in verse 36, there's a couple of things that give us clues to how we handle our own no's and waits. One of them is, and I love the words, Andrew Murray, he was known, a writer in the 19th century from South Africa, and he wrote extensively about prayer. That was his main subject, and he says, I love these words, the power of prayer depends almost entirely upon our apprehension of who it is to whom we speak. Now think of what he's saying. The power of prayer is our understanding, our apprehension of whom we are speaking to. Jesus, in Mark chapter 14, 36, uses the phrase, Abba, Father, and scholars will point out that's the only time that Jesus prayed Abba. He told that we have the ability to go into the presence of our Father as a child. We have the ability to call him Abba, but Jesus demonstrates it in that moment in the garden. When he's absolutely in anguish, in sorrow, he knows what's coming. And he goes like a little child approaching their father and calling them Abba. Now think about that. That's where the power of prayer, according to Andrew Murray, is in us going to this Father. That led me to Luke chapter 11, 11 through 13. If your son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit who asks him? So God is that good Father. And the greatest Father in the world can't compare with God the Father. And if he knows how to give good gifts, oh, magnificent gifts, then we also have to respect the fact that he knows what's best. He knows what we need and what we need to stay away from. He knows, of course, when to say yes and when to say no and when to say not now. That's the greatest thing that we have to hang on to. Again, look into Jesus, look into his words. He recognized all things are possible. He recognized that. He knows that. And if it is possible, take this from me. But then those so important words, he's praying to the good Father, the Abba Father. And he's saying those words, not what I will, but you will. That is what we all have to understand in the times when God seems silent, when it's clear that God has said no. We have to continue to trust that the no is for our benefit. He doesn't hate us. He's not ignoring us. He hasn't abandoned us. He knows what's best for us. And he knows that by him saying no, it's the moment, it's the time, it's the right time to say no. It would be, I have four children, and when they were little, maybe I'm in the kitchen using the sharpest knife we have in the kitchen, and I'm cutting things, and here is my five-year-old child reaching up. Here, let me try. No, I'm not going to hand over this knife to a small child, because I know in that moment it's best that I say no. It's not because I hate them, not because I don't love them anymore, not because I've abandoned them, not because I don't care about their feelings. It's because I do love them, and I know what's best. And that's what we have to hang on to in the silent moments when God says no, when we have to wait, when it seems like he's not there, like he doesn't hear. We've got to trust that he is there, that he does see. And the biggest thing, we have to be okay with it. We have to be okay with the no, because we have a Father who knows us better than we know ourselves.